Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the... Hold on. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. This is last minute. It's Wednesday, June 12, 2024. And remember I told you that we weren't going to do a morning show on today, by the way? Well, I have some sad news. Well, good news, I should say. Looks like we will be doing one today, after all, because it turns out that dentist appointment that I was telling you about, I don't know if I told you about it, but apparently it wasn't canceled, they just delayed it to 3 p.m., so looks like we're going to be able to do a morning show after all today, guys. Isn't that interesting? This is kind of last minute, but I did plan it out, so that's good. So there you go. So, yeah. We're just going to kick it off with weather and news, I guess. He's going to be here in just a moment. Hold on. We're just waiting for him. Our co-host, that is. You can sit over here. I am just checking.
Door open,
close, preferably. And that is, of course, obvious. So we're going to kick off the segment with the weather first. That's Daniel. He should be talking, saying hello just a second here.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today, Jesse?
Just fine. Now here's the weather. Latest report for Wednesday, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind north-northeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 75%. Barometric pressure is 30.18 inches. Okay. Wednesday is clear. That's today, by the way. High 56, low 49. Thursday will be partly cloudy with a high of 69, a low of 50. Friday will be partly cloudy with a high of 69 and a low of 49. Saturday will be raining with a high of 63 and a low of 52. And then Sunday will be a little bit better. Mostly cloudy with a high of 65 and a low of 49. There we go. See what now for the next part of this segment. That was the weather we just finished reading. Let's read some news. Let's get from here. He's trying to find stuff in Settable. Usually I like reading tech news, but sometimes we can't always do that. So about a pop icon, where was that at? French Host Hardy, French... Okay, that's a French pop icon from Pitchfork. Not sure what he was. But this is interesting. Samsung is reportedly hiring ex-Apple Siri lead to head its new AI division.
Oof, competition.
Sure is. And it looks like it will load, so that's awesome. This was last updated today at 8:05 UTC time. Since it's UTC time, it would be quarter to universal time, so my assumption is it'd been around 1:05 a.m. for us. But anyway, while Samsung introduced several new AI-powered features with the Galaxy S24 earlier this year, its AI-powered digital voice assistant, Bixby, hasn't received much attention, sadly. A new report claims that Samsung is hiring ex-Apple employee in charge of Siri's contextual and conservatorial awareness to lead a new AI team. So, ex-Apple Siri reportedly leads Samsung's newly formed AI team. Over the past few years, it seems Bixby has fallen even further behind its rivals Alexa. Never mind. I have one there. She thought I was actually commanding her, so there you go. I apologize for that. Google Assistant and Siri. However, Samsung may have plans to rejuvenate Bixby and its other AI efforts by hiring ex-Apple employee. according to a report from the usually reliable Bloomberg reporter Mark Grumman, Samsung has hired Murat Akbak, sorry if I can't say that right, to lead its newly formed unit, the North America AI Center. Murat Akbak, LinkedIn profile says he is still employed at Apple and is the head of conservatorial. I can't say stuff right today. I apologize.
Conversational,
that's it. And I apologize. And contextual AI at Siri. However, if Bloomberg's report is accurate, Akbak could be serving his notice period at Apple now. Apparently, Samsung made an announcement internally this week. Well, Apple was busy announcing Apple Intelligence and all its new AI features for iPadOS 18, iOS 18, and macOS Sequoia. That's funny. Oh, well. Gotta love that. Anyway, Samsung is said to be combining its teams in Toronto and Mountain View, California. Also, according to an internal memo, Samsung combined these two teams to improve operations and increase efficiency. And since AI is obviously a hot new trend, companies like Apple and Samsung are aggressively introducing these new AI features and services in their products now. At Apple, Akbak was responsible for defining and executing the strategy for Siri, Apple's personal digital assistant, focusing on personalization, contextualization, and advancements in conversational and multi-module AI. He could bring that vast experience to improve Bixby and Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy's ecosystem devices now. And Samsung's new lead is an AI researcher who worked on voice assistants when he worked for Microsoft 10 years ago in 2014. Hopefully, he can boost Samsung's AI's efforts across its ecosystem of devices and services. Using AI effectively can make or break the next decade for the South Korean firm.
You think it's gonna work?
Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I think all this stuff is just stuff it may like. So I think that's it for this article. Yeah.
Interesting. Sounds competitive.
It sure does. Anyway, we got 4 minutes left. I just closed it off, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Okay. Oh, well, it's okay. We got 4 minutes left. I guess we could use that to put a break in and see what else we could talk about. We're all right here at this break here. I think this is a 3 minute break I can put in. What are you working on there?
Just writing down some thoughts.
Ah, cool.
Have you used Bixby before?
Not in a while. I think it's exclusive to Samsung. I think Anthony might have used it before, but he usually prefers using the Google Assistant, though.
Okay.
He prefers using the Google Assistant. I just realized that.
Okay.
He doesn't really use Bixby that much. But there you go. But we're going to play. First, we're going to kick it off with Nicki Minaj, Everybody. It's a 3 minute song, obviously. And we'll play Miguel Sure Thing. That's another 3 minute song, obviously. A 4 minute song. I'm trying to think here. How about Taylor Swift? Why not?
Why
almost
not?
4 minutes. Blowing up all over the place.
She's really at the top right now.
Seems that way. I know she was. Yeah, she is. Yeah. Anyway, I'm counting this commercial really quick. That's 30 seconds, 1.5, 2.5. Yeah, that's 3 minutes. Okay, that's 25. Okay. Anyway, I still got a minute and a half left before we go to this break, so, let's check and see what we'll be reading for our next segment. Well, first, I gotta figure out what our next segment's going to be. Looks like it's gonna be food talk and celebrity news, courtesy of TMZ, so let's see if we can get that ready, guys, while we're on still in the first segment, ironically.
Moving fast today.
Huh?
Moving fast today.
Sort of, yeah.
Very efficient.
Productive. So these family favorites are? Who will be a family favorite? Baked chicken, huh?
Classic.
Yeah. I think we might read, the breaded baked chicken. Let me get this ready. Okay, apparently I didn't click on it, apparently. There we go. Now I clicked on it. There we go. Anyway, for the next segment, which will be food talk, we'll kick it off food talk with, breaded baked chicken. But for now, you're going to have to listen to this quick commercial break and Nicki Minaj, Miguel, and Taylor Swift. Woo! So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
That was Is It Over Now by Taylor Swift, Taylor's version. And here's your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now it's time for food talk. For this first part of this segment, which is 18 minutes, obviously, not sure why I'm saying that, but well. It's time for this breaded baked chicken recipe. Remember that we were saying we're going to read that? I don't know if you heard that, but I think we did, yeah. We're going to read this now. It is, of course, submitted by Hey Jude. Remember that song?
The Beatles.
That's right. And, yeah, let's see how long the description is. I guess we could read it. It's not really that long of a recipe. I just realized that. This is a family favorite recipe at our house. I usually make it at least once per month. It's really like an oven fried chicken. It should come out crispy and browned. I don't even measure the ingredients anymore anyway. I just, dump the flour and spices in the bag and chicken away. It's so easy.
Speak for yourself, am I right?
Yep. This is great with mashed potatoes, too, if you make gravy with a pan dripping stew. And corn, in the summer, that is. Carrots, in the winter. The original recipe is from the GH Illustrated Cookbook. But I have, well, she has changed a few things, she will admit. Anyway, it's ready in 55 minutes. It serves 8, and there's actually 6 ingredients. This recipe is pretty quick, by the way. The ingredients are a half cup of butter or a half cup of margarine. You'll also need 3/4 cup of flour, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of paprika, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, and 2 free pound of fryer chickens that are cut into 8 pieces each. Now, for the directions, this is obviously the part you've been waiting for. First, you want in a large roasting pan or 2 9x13-inch pans. In a 425-degree oven, probably Fahrenheit, I'll assume, melt the butter or margarine. Then, mix the flour, salt, paprika, and pepper in a heavy-duty plastic bag. Shake the chicken pieces in the bag a few at a time until evenly coated. In the pan or pans, place the chicken skin side down. In the melted butter, bake for 30 minutes. Turn the chicken pieces and bake for 15 minutes, I should say. Baking for 15 minutes more until the pieces are fork tender. And she also usually makes gravy from the degreased pan juices, which is very interesting, using some or all the leftover flour and some chicken stock. I guess you could do that, but okay. Sounds interesting, but
sounds simple enough, right?
Seems that way. And now, Alright, move on to another one. Let's try this oven. Actually, let's search for something. I want to do something different. Not bourbon chicken. Potato skins. Restaurant style. Loaded potato skins. I love these. I've been having a favor for them now.
I noticed. You really love those things, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've been getting these from Center Market, Walmart, all over the place. I've gotten addicted to these. So have I. It's a mix of other potato skins recipes with my own additions. And you both. It's ready in 40 minutes. It yields 8 appetizers. Well, they are appetizers, obviously. And there's 13 ingredients. So, yeah, this will be our last one, I think. The last one we'll read, by the way, before we go to TMZ. Ingredients: 4 large baking potatoes baked, 2 to 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, salt and pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika or 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder, whichever you prefer, 1.5 to 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese, 1 cup of green peppers or 1 cup of yellow pepper, 1/2 cup of finely chopped chives or 1/2 cup of green onion, again, whichever you prefer, 1 clove of garlic, crushed, 1 teaspoon of mustard, 1 teaspoon of hot sauce, this is optional, by the way, 3 tablespoons of sour cream, 1 egg, and 8 slices of bacon that's cooked and crumbled. Now on to the directions. Let's scroll back up. First, you want to preheat the oven to 475 degrees Fahrenheit. Then, cut the potatoes in half lengthwise. Scoop out the flesh, discard or save for another use. Leave out a 1/4 inch shell, a 1/4 inch shell, I should say. Place on a greased or lined baking sheet. Then, mix together the oil, salt, pepper, and paprika and brush all over the skins. After that, bake in the oven for 7 to 8 minutes, skin side up. Turn over and bake again for 7 to 8 minutes as well. In the meantime, you can mix together the cheddar cheese, red pepper, and chives. Mix together in another bowl the garlic, mustard, hot sauce, sour cream, and the egg, and then combine with the mix above. Divide this mixture into the skins, and then sprinkle it with bacon. Return to the oven and bake for about 4 to 5 minutes. And it's very nice served with more sour cream and green onions. You're welcome. Of course, it serves 13 ingredients, but it serves 8. If we're just giving one each person, but you get the idea. That's loaded potato skins. So there you go. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out what time. I know this is an 18-minute segment, but I'm trying to figure out when this song ended. Okay, the last segment was 12 minutes, so it was 22, 23, 24. We'll just say we started at 8:24. So, this segment's 18 minutes, 44. We'll stop at 8:42, I guess. We got 10 minutes to do TMZ Celebrity News, I guess. So, let's go ahead and do that, then.
Nice.
Let's pull it up. There we go. Alright, let's kick it off with Rob Schneider. Will Smith is an a-hole, sorry about that, and a fraud, and rants over the Oscar slap. Rob Schneider is finally free to go in on Will Smith over his infamous Oscar slap on Chris Rock, and let's just say he's not sugarcoating it at all now. Now, it's been 2 years since the slap's been seen around the world. Yep, it was back in 2022, by the looks of it. But Rob kept mum until now, because He was an elected SAG AFTRA official at the time, but on Tuesday's The Kyle and Jackie O Show, he let it rip, branding the actor a twat and saying he exposed himself as the a-hole he really is. Oh, that's annoying. Rob called the slap a deep, dark thing for Will to do on a worldwide stage like the Academy Awards, and especially to Chris, who he hailed as one of the greatest comedians of our generation. See what this is about. Alright. Host Jackie O was shocked, saying Will was super nice when she met him, but Rob shut her down, insisting it was all just an act, branding Will a liar and a complete fraud. Rob added Chris's joke, a mild one, in his opinion, about Will's life, Jada Pinkett Smith was simply no excuse for that kind of violence. Smith went on to snag Best Actor for King Richard later in the ceremony anyway, and Rob claims the Academy was too busy tiptoeing around political correctness to take the immediate action. They were so cowardly, Rob added, because if I had done that, I would have been hauled off to prison. A week post-slap, the Academy gave Will a 10-year ban from attending the Oscars now, and he also apologized. But the big question remained, how will this affect his Hollywood standing now, though? But it looks like he's bouncing back just fine, though. He's still currently headlining Bad Boys 4, cool. But hey, he got a taste of his own medicine, with his character catching a slap in it.
Do you like the Bad Boys movies?
I haven't seen them a whole lot. I probably will check them out.
Okay.
But anyway, Catelyn Clark, this is part of TMZ Sports. It's a block party, Stuff's Kids shot at a charity event. If going up against little kids on the basketball court was definitely an Olympic sport, Catelyn Clark would certainly make the team because the Indiana Fever superstar blocked the hell out of Youngin' at a charity event. Hilarious highlight went down at Gamebridge's Habitat for Humanity event this week, when CC playfully went one-on-one with a lucky fan in attendance. She wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, by the way, counted about 5 total blocks in this one-by-one matchup save from at Catelyn Clark 22. This was actually posted by Bree Luke Work. She just tweeted to Catelyn Clark, along with Gamebridge Sport and Habitat.org. And it's a video, by the way. In a clip from the gathering, the boy is shown dribbling up the court as Clark played D, and even though he was barely 3 feet tall, he pulled up with a shot attempt over the 6-foot guard. Let's see what this is about. Okay. It was right here, yep. We assume he thought Clark was going to ease up on defense due to the age gap, but she showed no mercy and ended up blocking his shot in midair. That's not fair, the kid said to Clark as she laughed. The defense apparently didn't stop there, though. Clark then blocked the boy's shot in there 4 times after that, according to the witnesses. There were other fun moments with the kids, too. Clark, 22, posed for pics with those in attendance, and one even said, "This is the best day ever." It's good to see that everyone overall pick in great spirits. It was just announced she would not be a member of Team USA's women's basketball roster for the Paris Games. Shout out to Clark for making everyone's day at the event. We're excited for a rematch in a few years when the kid hits a growth spurt. Yay! One more story, I guess.
Alright.
1975's Maddie Healy engaged to girlfriend Gabriette Bechtel. Mama Bear is now confirming the news.
That was fast.
Yeah. Matty Healy is playing his love story with Taylor Swift far behind him, because he's taken a major relationship step with his new girlfriend. Now he's officially on the road to marriage. In 1975, frontman's mother, Dennis Welch, confirmed her son was in fact engaged to Gabrielle Bechtel, this time after she sent the internet into a tizzy by posting what sure looked like an engagement ring on social media. She teased the news that MH got down on one knee at first, throwing up a pic of a rock and captioning the upload, marrying a 1975 is very brat at Truman Black. Interesting. Let's see this. Maddie also fueled the engagement chatter also by rehearsing his girlfriend's post, but sharing no further details about the potential nuptials. Eventually, his ma came out and spilled the beans anyway. Denise went on the show Loose Women, which is kind of like The View over in the UK, and said, "Yeah, Maddie's engaged," while noting she was thrilled for her boy and his bride-to-be. It's certainly major news, as this would mark Maddie's first walk down the aisle. And as for his fiancé, Gabrielle is famous from Charlie XCX's 360 music video, and she's a model musician in her own right, too. Maddie and Gabrielle were first linked back in September of 2023, likely meeting through their mutual friend George Daniel. Now remember, George is the 1975's drummer engaged to Charlie, who founded Gabrielle's band Nasty Cherry. Prior to connecting with Gabrielle, Maddie was in a highly publicized albeit short-lived romance with Taylor last year, who documented their breakup in her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. Taylor, of course, has since moved on with herself, as she's notably been dating Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce since July of 2023. Yeah!
Do you like that guy?
Yes, I do. So, no bad blood here. Or, so it seems. But anyway, congrats! Woo!
Nice.
That's it for this segment. And coming up in the next segment, obviously, funnily enough, we played Taylor Swift earlier. But, yeah. Anyway, we're going to do... Well, I will. I'm going to be playing Pokemon Go. I ironically have this hooked up to my speaker now, so you might be able to hear better. We'll see. So, yeah. So, yeah. Basically, that speaker has good bass. I hope you'll be able to hear it better. But we shall see. But anyway, I'm just going to put this commercial in really quick. It's just going to be a 2-minute one this time. Hurry up and do this. I think we just have to put in 2 3-minute songs, I think. Trying to think about what we could put in. Let's put in, Dua Lipa, Houdini.
Houdini.
I like that one, thank you. And, trying to think what else. Post Malone. That one. I like you, I have your song. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at presumably 8:50 a.m. We will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
That was I Like You, a Happier Song by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. And now for your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now, here we are back to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah, let's just close out of that, because we're going to be playing Pokemon Go now. Of course, obviously, it's not playing now, but we were playing this earlier, but we're going to be playing Pokemon Go now, so here we go. Cool. Okay. Our Saludo has got knocked out. So hopefully you can hear that. wonderful. I've got too many of these. I'm hoping it'll be a 3-star. It is. I'm going to evolve it now.
What is that thing?
That's Basilulian, I think. It's hard to pronounce. I didn't have dex entry for it, that's why I evolved it.
Okay.
Now the Planaria again. Wonderful. Do I have a more recent one? Excuse me, sort of. Not really. So I'll just put this one in. I'll ever get. Okay. Don't know if I... hold on. First I gotta claim this reward. Yep, nothing. That's odd. Well, let's see who gets knocked out today. For now, we'll just not heal anyone and see what happens. But for now, a little bit weird today, but oh well. Almost sound like my bells broke right nearly. That's just me catching Psyduck, by the way. And yes, I did achieve my 7-day catch and Pokestop yesterday, by the way. That was Tuesday. Which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. Witty found candies. Tiny one, huh? Broke free. Of course it did. But of course I had a feeling that was gonna happen. I didn't even hit it. Come on. I was just trying to straight throw. I can't even do that either. Wow, it is really tiny. I will admit that. Interesting. He wasn't a 3-star before, but oh well, who cares? Maybe got two of them now. But oh well. But anyway, let me see if I can open up some gifts now. So I didn't mention it had gifts I had to open up. Definitely put that in the incubator. Now. She must be. See right here, it's showing that 5 kilometer egg, but it'll show much more later if I, because usually there's like a little thing here that'll show you how many eggs I have, but I have a few more now in incubators.
Okay.
But they're just not showing up there for some reason, but they'll probably show up later, we'll see. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, which is coming up in momentarily, let me figure out what it is. I think it was Pokemon Sleep. Yes, it was Pokemon Sleep. I did track my sleep. The Pokeball is already woken up, which is good. So, yeah. But anyway, it's right there, obviously. So anyway, I have a feeling though that the sleep score is going to be a little bit off, but I did put an incense out to double the recovery score, so maybe I'll be happier that way, so we shall see just in case. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep in just a few seconds. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up in just a few seconds. We'll be right back. Alright, we're back, guys. This is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It is now 9 a.m. Good to have you with us. We are now ready to do Pokemon Sleep. So, let's go ahead and get this started. Again, yesterday we weren't able to do it this well. I've already reviewed the data for last night, the night before. I did it last night, technically, but hopefully we don't run into issues this time. I don't think we will, though. I think the reason why it wasn't updating, because I do have auto-update turned on my phone for the App Store, but for some reason, Pokemon Sleep just does not want to auto-update, just does not like it. It just refuses to auto-update for some reason.
Oof, that's a pain, isn't it?
It sure is, and I understand that. But hopefully we'll have better times this time. It looks like we will. And heck with this, the sleep score is way better, actually. If only this happened on my 100th episode, though. Nope, my 101st episode.
101.
101, just like bus 101 that Miriam drove. Wow. But anyway, it's the balance type. Everything went up. Cool. That's exactly what I want to see. Yep, I'm now at this frost snowflake area. Snowdrop tundra, obviously. Yep, see, I got that recovery incense out. Which obviously will double the energy to help us recover after the research. So that's fun. Interested in seeing a grass type in the eye in the snow. That's odd. I don't know what this one is. Okay, hard to tell. Oh, it's Psyduck. Okay, that's one I already had. Odd. No one's hungry, of course, but I'm just gonna feed a random Pokemon. I don't know. Okay, I think I fed them. I hope I did. Okay, yeah, I did. Okay, good. That was the bonus disc I fed it. Because it was almost like I fed the master biscuit, but no, it was the bonus biscuit I did. Good. Let's see if that Rylou. Okay, yeah, let's just leave the Slowpoke photo alone. Next. Not a lot of experience, but I am 31. Rank 31, I should say. Level 10, I think. Okay, honey. Alright, here we go. Diamonds 100, yeah, that sounds fair enough. Oh no. Maybe cut it pretty close, but I don't think it'll work out. Pokemon Sleep, guys, so there you go. Anyway, we still got 3 minutes left in this segment, but I guess that gives us some time to put this commercial in. At least we were able to succeed and get a very awesome sleep score, which is awesome.
Nice.
So I'm happy for that, even though it didn't happen on our 100th episode. But again, like you said, we can't control everything, remember?
Not everything.
I guess. That's just how it's gotta be.
You know what I've heard?
What?
I've heard the only thing you can control is your reaction to everything.
I think you're right, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, I think for this break in the music, we're gonna play, Kenya Gray's Strangers. That's about 3 minutes. And then after that, we'll play Harry Styles' As It Was. That's about 3 minutes as well. And then after that, we'll play... Is Ariana Grande at least 4 minutes? Pretty close. We'll just play that, I guess. I don't know. Try to find something that's pretty close to 4. Let's see here. I already played Taylor Swift. What about Victoria Monet? Oh, that's... Okay, that's still Freeman's. Okay, yeah, let's just play Ariana Grande. What the heck? Or we could play The Weeknd to Die For You. It's 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Yeah, let's just do that. Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, let's do that. Die For You, The Weeknd. So first we're going to play, after the commercial, play Kenya Grace, Strangers, and Harry Styles, As It Was, and then The Weeknd, Die For You. And I think for the last segment, I'm trying to figure out what was. Let me look really quick. A weather recap, and my KHKJ YouTube channel update, by the way, which will be kind of interesting, guys. So, yeah, so there you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be coming up right after the commercial break and the music. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep.
That was Die For You by The Weeknd. And now for your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. That is very much appreciated. And we are back to the final segment of Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And this is going to be our best one, hopefully. Maybe, we'll see. But in this segment, we're just going to do a weather recap and a YouTube channel update. First, let's start the weather. This is the latest report for Wednesday. Clear outside, 56 degrees Fahrenheit, wind northwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 68%, barometric pressure is 30.21 inches. Later today, it's going to be clear with 59 high, low 52. Tomorrow on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 61. On Thursday, that is. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 66 and a low of 60. On Saturday, it'll be rainy with a high of 61 and a low of 59. And on Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 58. And that's the weather for you guys. Now, for our recap, basically in the first segment, we just did weather and news. I think the weather we read was basically similar to what we read, but of course that was kind of obvious. In the news, I think we read about Samsung having competition with Apple's AI system. That's interesting. Basically, Apple is too busy talking about their Apple intelligence stuff, while Samsung's busy bribing someone from Apple, bringing them to Samsung. So there you go. Then for the second segment, we did like a chicken recipe and a potato skin recipe, which I thought was pretty cool. And then we talked about 3 stories on TMZ. I'm thinking about what they were. I think there was like a TMZ sports story, which I think was about some basketball college player, I think. I think her name was Kelly or something. I can't remember.
He was dunking on some kids.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And the kid wasn't happy. I remember now.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. And the other two and the other one was about Will Smith being about slapping at the Oscars and getting banned for 10 years. Oh, that's fun. And yeah, in the next segment we played Pokemon Go, which obviously is just typical stuff, where I did get a 7-kilometer egg. It's already in the incubator, by the way. And Pokemon Sleep, which was the last segment we did before this one, it actually was a little bit better than it was last time, because In yesterday's episode, we didn't even do it at all. Well, we kind of did, but we had to update the app on the air for Grenly. And even I just, everything just went wrong. But today, everything went right, so that's good. And luckily, I did use a recovery incense. That was perfect, so that was pretty good. Now here we are again, and we are now going to do a YouTube channel update. So there we go. As always, I think it's only fair enough to go my studio dashboard. I think this should take me to the to KHKJ, I think. Yep, there we go. This is the YouTube Studio dashboard that I use on my computer. The last thing I did was Pokemon Scarlet. I will be doing Pokemon Violet, by the way. I'm just going to be recording it, but not until June 15th. Basically what I'm doing is I will be recording Pokemon Violet on June 15th over the course of a few days. I'm going to probably start recording Pokemon Violet on June 15th and then probably continue recording the next day and then probably upload on June 21st. Because I want to get a little ahead of myself here with this, because I want to be sure I do it ahead of time so I have enough time to edit the video and everything, get ready ahead of time. So there you go. But yeah, we can take a look at the analytics for now. Of course, 16 less than usual. That doesn't really surprise me because, again, it's been a while since I've done anything. But let's just take a look at what I've done so far in the last... Let's just take a look at the last 90 days. Like, attempting to run Pokemon Go on Nox Player. Now, that was obviously a failure. Nox Player is basically an emulator where you can play Android apps on. Mm. But unfortunately, it did not work. Because it would not let me authenticate the sign-in part, and it would not work after that. So that was very unfortunate. So, yeah. But things happen, I guess. In fact, I actually think if I click on this, maybe it'll take me to details, I think. Well, it takes me to the analytics, but I can click here on details, it should show it. Yeah, it says right here, at least I tried. Yeah, it says at least I tried, so that proves my theory. It was worth a try. So now we'll go back here again, and second best was Gates to Infinity, episode 30. I think I did that back in, maybe that was, yeah, it was March 14th of 2024. And Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, episode 31, that was Gates to Infinity. By the way, I discovered, back in December, I think it was December 1st, well, it might have been before that, that ironically, the only thing I had to do to fix this issue where it would crash afterwards, it was some graphics cache issue where all I'd have to do is just clear the cache with the OpenGL cache or something like that. It worked after that. It might have been just a fluke or something, I don't know. But after that, it worked just fine. But either way, yeah, I'm happy for it. But there you go. And I did make the announcement, I think, on December 5th of 2023. And I did play that announcement yesterday, by the way, as part of our reflection on our 100th episode, by the way. Episode 31 was released on March 22nd of 2024. I'm curious, how many views has it gotten overall? It's gotten plus 2 subscribers.
Nice.
Fact, actually, I think this was released the same day that Ghostbusters Frozen Empire came out. Do you like Ghostbusters?
I have never watched Ghostbusters.
Oh, you should watch it sometime. It's a cool movie, but yeah.
Are you talking the new one or the old one?
Probably any of them, really, for that matter.
Okay.
You should probably start with the old one first if you're going to want to watch Afterlife and Frozen Empire, because they have the older characters in it.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to watch those, I suggest watching at least Ghostbusters 1 and 2 first. But anyway, it says right here, in this episode, we make an air free attempts to defeat Muna, and yet all to no avail. We also never were able to use our team attack as well. Depressing turn events, yada yada yada. So yeah, that's interesting. Not really, but you get the idea. Yeah, I haven't really been doing a whole lot on here, which probably explains why it hasn't been really doing a whole lot with this. But I will be doing more when this summer, though, starting with June 21st with Pokemon Violet. Because I'm hoping that when I do Pokemon Violet, that'll help flex these views a little bit. So there you go. Trying to figure out figure out what else we can do here. A longer segment, by the way. Actually, I'm curious. Custom. Actually, that's not it. It's actually advanced mode I was wanting. I think it's, let's see here. Can we, sort by, traffic source? Looks like we can. This is still showing the last 90 days, by the way. We got suggested videos. It's mostly from suggested videos. Kind of sneaky here, but it does work. Can we sort by geography? Sort of. Mainly just United States. Can we do viewer age? No, we cannot. What about playlist? Pokemon Games Infinity. Okay, that's what I thought. Device type, mobile phone mainly. Everyone just loves watching YouTube on their phone, huh?
That makes sense.
Yeah, let's see what OS they were watching on. And mostly a combination, well, hold on. I'm trying to figure out here. How do I sort it by our metrics? What was it under? I'm trying to think here. Revenue, I don't have revenue. I guess I can't do it on there. But the operating system that was most popular in the last 90 days is, you're probably going to laugh at this, sort of. Not really, it was Android.
Oh, your favorite.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But the second best was Windows, though. Third best was iOS. But there you go. Let's take a look at the last, let's just take a look at 2024 overall. Android first, iOS second, so yeah. Let me see when iOS had a peak. Trying to figure out here. Let's take a look at 2023. I'm curious about that. I did a ton in 2023, obviously. Android took first, iOS took second, but it was pretty close. I think I had like over 1,000 views, 1,059 views overall in 2023 by the looks of it. So there you go.
Nice.
See if I could just sort by iOS. See what the peak, what their the highest peak was. Looks like the highest peak for iOS was August 5th of 2023. And that's interesting. Let's see what the highest peak for it was in this year. It's green. Oh, blue now, but yeah. Looks like the highest peak for iOS this year so far was March 15th of 2024. I wonder what was popular on... I wonder what videos I did March 15th of 2024. See if I can do that. Let's do custom. Okay. Probably do, let's just do March 15th overall. 25 views. Looks like the top two videos were basically just Gates to Infinity. Episode 30 and 29. So I think a lot of that came from presumably iOS, I think. I don't know. But who knows? It'll let me do advanced mode for this. Yeah, it looks like it will. Actually, there's more than that. Actually, it was mainly just Gates to Infinity, episode 30 and episode 29 on March 15th. What's the traffic source? Suggested videos are direct or unknown. Alright, looks like a Pokemon finally gave me coin stage for Pokemon Go, so that's a good sign. It just gave me a notification saying your Pokemon has battled hard and has returned to you. So whichever one it was, I don't know, but whatever one it was, I don't care, but I didn't earn any coins today, so the rest are getting healed. So there you go. Let's see here. Yeah, March 15th, 2024, it was iOS taking a big lead. Android here, let me move that. Android had 10, but for March 15th, iOS had much more, though. But keep in mind, though, this is just for March 15th, though. So you can't really see the lines at all, but this is just for one day. To be honest with you. It looks like the most popular one was episode 30 of Gates to Infinity. That's a pretty cool episode.
Nice.
Even though I don't defeat Muna, obviously. Welcome back to KHKJ TV. To kick off 2024, we'll play Gates to Infinity once again, but sadly do not defeat Muna and her gang. We did come pretty close to the first two attempts, but the last attempt wasn't even close enough. Oh well, guess I'll do another episode real soon. Yeah, we'll see. That was pretty fun, I guess. Alright, so there you go. Anyway, yeah. I think I still got, like, trying to think what this segment's up with. I think it's 9:48 we have to finish this, because it's like a 12-minute break we finish it off, so it's like 9:48 it ends at. Let's see what inspiration is. Never seen this before. The ideas for your next video. AI-generated content varies in quality, may be inaccurate or inappropriate. Use discretion before you create or use anything provided. Not professional advice. And don't include personal info about yourself or others. Okay. Interesting. Basically, this is just showing links to YouTube videos, supposedly. Which is interesting. That's interesting. Maybe we can look up Pokemon Violet. What that does. Live Shiny Trades, that's a live stream. Top 10 early Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet. The best Pokemon to use for shiny hunting, Pokemon Go. That'd be interesting, but oh well. Check this out sometime. That's interesting. Really, I've never done this before. That's interesting. I'll have to try this sometime. Anyway, and here we have our monthly roundup. Basically, it's just some link to whatever. And then YouTube promotions, which obviously I don't think I could do, because obviously I don't qualify. You have questions on editing and sound? Yes, I do. Okay, I don't want to dismiss it. I want to see if I can click on this, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to. Anyway, and there's This Week at YouTube, that's just a Creator Insider video, and it's just some YouTube videos about Creator Insiders, all that cool stuff. If we go to settings here, I'll show you that I actually, oh, where is it under permissions? Actually, no, it might be under channel. Feature eligibility. Yep, everything is enabled. I have the standard features, immediate features, and the advanced features. The advanced features took a while to get working, but I got them. I think it worked out when I got the channel history. So there you go. Anyway, we still got like 4 minutes left, I think. Let's see here. Also do a podcast on YouTube too, but I do want to submit our feed on here, but the problem with YouTube is it works differently though. I think you have to like do it as a video and do it there too. I'm not sure yet, but I'll figure it out. I just haven't really read how it works. Yeah, these are all our live streams. We also did a New Year's Eve stream. It says it's on January 1st, 2024. It took place technically on December 31st of 2023, but it went into 2024 like 15 minutes after, I think.
Okay.
Because it counted down to midnight. I also did a 10th anniversary for Pokemon X, too, which was really fun. I think all these were done with streaming software, obviously. Obviously, I haven't done any shorts. I don't know if I ever will. YouTube shorts, I should say. But yeah, there you have it. Anyway, that might do it for that. So, we are like 2 minutes before commercial, or final commercial, I should say. Guess we'll just play a PSA then. Simple as that. Well, we're not quite into the commercial yet, but you get what I'm saying. Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I Had Some Help. I'm Billie Eilish here. What Was I Made For? And last but not least, Rima and Selena Gomez. Calm. Yeah. Rima, as I was saying, we're playing Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I Had Some Help. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? And Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. Anyway, let's just put this back to session IDs. It really likes to do that. Anyway, that's just gonna do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So, we'll hopefully see you on June 13th, which is a Thursday, by the way, I believe. Yep, today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. But yeah, to finish off the show is Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I Had Some Help. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. And there you go. But, yeah, but that's it for you guys. But that's it for this show, and we'll see you on June 13th, which will be a Thursday. But, until next time, I am Jesse Hackinson, signing off.
And I'm Daniel.
See you tomorrow, everyone. Goodbye.